Some people did really, really amazing, like, artistic things, but I'm not very artistic, but this is kind of a scrapbook of words that I later did, like, written words, or obviously words are written, but a written reflection on. So it's like a representation of the chunks are the words that I started out with, I think, before taking this class, and the branches are the words that I'm taking away. And I stole these from the cafeteria yesterday, and they're leaves. Well, obviously, they're leaves. I just wanted to tell you guys that I stole something coming clean. But a few of the words, yeah, our composter doesn't work anymore, so yeah. Some of the words are disconnected. A lot of them I took from the reflections that I put either on eClass or the blog. Disconnected, culturally and emotionally starved, out of touch, thoughtless, careless, helpless, and hopeless. But then in the branches, there's hopeful and thankful, mindful, humbled, blossomed, indigenous, rooted, etc. And what I wanted to talk about was one of the written words that I did. And throughout the class, when we talk about the spirit of the land, the word that I always come back to is a Korean word, so I'm going to tell you guys. It's called Goyang, and I think literally it would mean home, but it's not, because it means a town, but it's not necessarily geographical, and it's about belonging, and it is geographical. Like, it's very hard to describe. It's one of those lost in translation things, and I looked it up on Google Translate, and it just said home, and I think that's what it comes down to. And I talk about it, I think, a lot in class or even in reflection, that I moved around a lot. So the idea of home and the idea of connecting with the land and finding the spirit of the land was a process that wasn't really a part of my life, and now it is because of the class. So that's kind of what I talked about, and how this idea of Goyang is something that I'm still trying to cultivate. And that's the word.